Hi, I'm Tom, and I started an agency. In the last episode, we talked about the management accounts and planning we did at the end of last year. Important section for me that came out of that planning session was establishing some company values. Last year, we kind of knew what we were about in terms of how the team is, and like comes down from myself. But I wanted to kind of put some things down on paper so that, A, we can have it, you know, you could do the classic agency, have it on the walls, or you can share it with new starters, and it gives everyone a good flavour of who we are. We've shared them all on social. So I just thought it might be quite useful to run through them, or interesting. The first one we kind of decided on was something called Little But Loud. I'll read it out. We are the Little Mesters, experts with a deep knowledge of what we do. The work we produce deserves to be discovered, not to brag, but to intrigue, inspire, and educate others. So to give that a little bit more context, a big thing for me, I guess because I've started a business in the age of LinkedIn being a big thing, there was a lot of, especially when I first started, a lot of people sort of like, you know, coming on with these big numbers, like this return on ad spend I've got, and this, look at this campaign that got 95,000 media placements, and, you know, there's all sorts of braggy sort of like look at us posts, and absolutely minimal here's how we actually did it type stuff. And I'm really keen for when we post to post, it's fine to post numbers and fine to talk about your successes, but I'm really keen for the team and myself as well to put some context on it, A, because it's helpful, and B, because it brings things back into balance normally. You know, say let's take Sheffield FC for example. Yeah, we doubled the impressions last year. That's a real thing. But, you know, we did it by hard work. We did it by planning energy moments. And, we, you know, there was a lot of like, it isn't just like, oh, here, we made them 20 grand extra. It's, you know, we were talking to FIFA, for example, the game, for, you know, 9 months before that campaign launched. I mean, we drafted in another partner agency who are fantastic at producing video assets, and they've already got a relationship with the club, and they were more than happy to collaborate. It's just little things like that. They're trying to tell more of the story behind the numbers. A, I think it's more interesting. And B, I think it probably helps. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, potential clients, but I think it's probably more useful potential clients to see the problem solving behind the numbers as well, like why you did it. So yeah, a lot of this comes down to how we talk about ourselves, basically, whether it be a blog on our website, an article in a newspaper, this podcast, and social media, I suppose, is the big one on that. Is making sure that if someone suggests a post to me or I suggest a post, that someone in the team feels empowered to say, yeah, but that doesn't go what you told us at the start of the year. And that's kind of, if that happens, I love seeing that happen when people are like, that's not what you said. Yeah, it has happened in action. Yeah, I've pulled people up, and I think I've been pulled up myself in terms of like, that's great, but what did we do? So yeah, a lot of our stuff hopefully has a bit more depth to it. So the second one is storytellers. If you've been on our website, or I guess heard me speak or anything like that, you'd have seen that we have badged ourselves as a social media storytellers. There's a reason behind that. I know that storytellers as a word got a bit of flack a couple of months ago when some comedian did a very admittedly funny sketch about wanky agency websites that always say that, you know, we're storytellers, we're different from everyone else. And I did initially sort of think, oh, should I change the website? And then realise that A, it's just a joke, and B, unfortunately, storytelling is kind of what we do in a way. I mean, not in a way, it is what we do. That's what clients bring us on for. You know, it's to take their brand and all they stand for and all they do, and turn it into something that people can be interested in. So it's just the right word, sadly, and which is why it's used so much. But a bit more behind that value is that, you know, social media, I still think it can be a force for good. We use what's available to us to tell the world a business's story. So we're always adding value and never posting for the sake of it. Everything we do has to develop the story. So I think this one's quite personal to me, in terms of I didn't start an agency to be like, oh yeah, we're going to do 17 posts this month because that's all you can afford. We still get asked the question all the time, so how many posts are we going to get for that? And it's a really hard thing to dodge. But the answer has always got to be, yes, we can do 10 posts, but only if there's 10 things to talk about that are of value. Thankfully, most clients we have got enough to talk about, but you have to be brave enough to say to people that that's not very interesting, or B, why should anyone care? And then you'll probably find that by posting less, if you post less but more informative stuff, you'll probably find your engagement goes up, because people are more interested in the interesting things. It sounds really obvious when you say it out loud, but there are still a lot of agencies around that do social by numbers. I hate it. It's the total wrong way to do it. It's totally not what social media is about. And it needs to stop. So that's what that value is about. And hopefully, again, bear in mind, this is for me and for the team and for anyone that starts and publicly, that people know that we are about quality content and quality brand building, really. The third one is called Question Mesters. So to explain Question Mesters a bit better, I'll read it out. It's probably easier. So why are we doing this? Could it be done better? Is there a better channel? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves and the questions we need to ask of our work to ensure we're at the forefront of social media content creation and strategy. A bit more of a wordy one. That can be boiled down to interrogating yourself. So this is kind of like an individual one. Like, you know, if there's a content plan and you've written it, have you read back through it? Say you've put down an image to go with the post. Could it have been a video? Could it be a carousel? Could it be a TikTok? You know, it's about making sure that everything we do is given the potential to perform the best it can. Again, it might sound obvious, but it's a really, really easy thing to ignore. Is if you've got a lot on and you've written a content plan and you just want it out the door, or you've, or sorry, forget content plans. If you've written, if you've produced a piece of content and you know it needs to get done, that I think there is always time. And most clients, if you said to a client, look, we're a little bit behind because we produce something, we don't think it's quite right, we think it could be better. As long as it isn't time sensitive, I think most clients would be like, well, that's what we pay you for, to produce the best stuff. So yeah, take another 24 hours. It doesn't often happen, normally we have enough time, but yeah, it's about not rushing, interrogating the work that we do. You know, I keep saying social media, but it could be paid ads, it could be writing a blog, it could be anything we do. We need to make sure that we're question masters, basically. You know, it's, if something is shared in the Slack channel, get, you know, don't just be like, oh, that's brilliant. If it is, it is. But quite often there's a question to be asked about it, like, have you considered this, have you considered that? And it's about not taking it personally and trying to build that team ethos of, we're all in it together, we're all here to help each other with ideas, and you know, if we all need to pitch in, we will do to make something better. And if we, yeah, so far so good. I've seen a fair bit of that happen within the team and myself. I've sort of set myself a target to be as involved as humanly possible in like 10 different clients. It's quite difficult, but that's worked really well, and something we'll continue to do. And probably if I was going to put one thing on the wall, that'd be what I put up. There's five of these. This is the fourth one. Balance. So again, it comes from me, really, at the end of the day, because it's kind of like the company that I started and the way I want it to behave and how I want, and the people that work in it to feel. So yeah, balance. Again, I'll read it out. So we're lucky. The industry we work in is fun. It's creative and fast paced. We embrace our work and we recognize that it should be a complement to our own lives and not all that we do. Family, friends, and your own passions are the most important things. Little Mesters enables that. So I think that last line's quite crucial, is that we're an agency that exists to work alongside your life. And I think that it was the way things were going before coronavirus, and it's certainly the way things are going now, is that people expect, certainly in this industry, but people expect to work alongside what everything else that they do, be that flexible hours, remote working, 4-day week, all the things. And again, to go back, you don't have to bring all those things in. We don't have 4-day week, but we have flexible hours, and we have remote working if needed. We still have a physical office because people seem to like to come in. So yeah, it's about offering flexibility. So there's two things there. The industry we work in is fun, and it's important not to forget that. We get to create content for people. You know, some days we find ourselves making like stupid TikToks and having a laugh and getting, at the end of the day, getting paid for that, which I think is really rare as a job. Like, it's, you know, not forgetting that we're meant to have fun. So when I worked in PR briefly, there was the people used to use a phrase that it's PR, not ER, which I've been trying to work out a version of that for social media for ages, but I can't. But yeah, always stuck with me that, you know, just don't take it too seriously. And make sure that this company works alongside your family and your friends and your own passions. If you want a side hustle, it will be encouraged. So, you know, Joe at work had an ice hockey newsletter and the company put some sponsorship behind it. And, you know, I've always said to anyone else that if they want to pursue something or they want to, like, our help with something, then just ask. Don't. The last thing I want is people to feel they have to hide away from doing other stuff. The fifth and final value is dead simple, dead cliche, but don't be a dick. Be nice to people because we expect the same from others. So I will not tolerate bad clients. Luckily, we've not had one yet. But I expect our team to be as nice to each other as our clients are to us, and vice versa, and all this stuff, and just living by that value of it. It feeds into the one before it. Just if you're a dick, you're not going to help that balance thing. People aren't going to come and want to work with you. They aren't going to want to come to the office. So yeah, there you go. As a funny one to end on, it's actually got a picture of an aubergine on the presentation I'm looking at. So hopefully that's useful. Again, and with all this stuff that I'm talking about, if anyone ever wants to pick my brains about it, or you know, wants to know how we came up with them, I'm more than happy to chat and, you know, be it a video call or for a coffee or a beer, whatever. That's fine. The next episode will be about stress.